This is Spoiler Country. This is Spoiler Country. A podcast about comics, movies, what it means. What makes the comics? What makes the comics? Previously on Spoiler Country.
Making fun of itself.
Yeah, it's very meta. Very meta.
What were you thinking of when you were watching today? Or were you not thinking of that kind of stuff?
Because I'm kind of thinking that since you haven't watched it since, like, you know, close to 12 years.
All right. Welcome back to Spoiler Country. I'm Kendrick Regan. That's Johnny Horsley. And it feels kind of good to say that today.
Because you're taking back the intro.
It's just so weird. We were just talking about it. And I correlated it to if you work in a shared space, and even though you have 20 people on your team and it's a big open workspace and people can sit anywhere you want, you tend to still go to the spot that you like to sit at. And when you sit there for 30 days in a row and then you come in and somebody's sitting in your spot that you sit in every day, it feels weird.
So essentially, the last two episodes, I was shitting in his Cheerios. He didn't like it too much.
Yeah, I guess so. They're sticky and weird.
If you're listening right now, go ahead and tell us on Twitter whose intros you like better.
Oh, dude, why are you doing that? Oh. No, I don't want to do that because then it'll get all weird.
But let me finish, because what I was going to say after that was, go ahead and let us know. We don't care, but you can let us know.
Well, actually, it would be good to know, because, I mean, if you should be doing the intros, then let's have you do the intros. It's just...
No, mine aren't as fun as yours. Mine are more bland. I'll admit that. I'm fine with that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're just different. That's all. It's just different.
Well, you won't let me say squad fam, so they're not cool.
What universe is saying squad fam cool?
In no universe. None.
Oh, my God.
I just like it, that makes me laugh.
So you're having a resurgence on your other podcast. For people who don't know, Johnny has another podcast called Y2CL Radio, and you should go check it out. He's been remastering, I guess you could say, his old episodes from 2009, 2010.
Yeah, and new ones, too.
And he's re-releasing them, and you're getting really good airtime.
Surprisingly, I'm getting good. A lot of people listening to it, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I like it. And the reason why I was doing the recuts or the remastering, whatever you want to call it, basically, all I'm doing is I'm taking it, I'm kind of fixing some of the audio, cutting out some of the bullshit, and like I'll splice in me talking now, commenting on what I was doing or what I was talking about in that episode, you know, so add some new flavor to it or whatever.
The best is there's one episode where you talk about how bored you sound.
Right.
But you say it, but you're like talking the exact same way through the whole episode. I'm like, which part do you sound bored at?
Well, I was just a little bored that day, Kendrick. It's okay.
All right. So today is our third day of our seven-day engagement of South Park.
Ooh, seven-day engagement. It sounds very formal when you say it that way.
Yeah, you like that or you don't like that?
Yeah. Well, I'm uncomfortable in formal gatherings, but we'll say I like it.
You're uncomfortable in formal gatherings. We're talking about fucking South Park. Come on.
So what'd you think? Did you still like it?
I still love it. I still laughed at quite a few parts. You know what I mean? I'm starting to not as laugh as much because I know the gag's coming, and I'm not the kind of person that sits there and, like, I can't watch a movie with somebody that mouths the words. Right? They've watched it so many times, they've mouthed the words. As soon as somebody starts doing that, I'm either going to be like, hey, you got to stop doing that or leave the room, or I'm going to leave the room.
Hey, politely shut the fuck up, please.
Yeah. Even if I've seen the movie a million times, I don't want to, it just bugs. And I know a lot of people do that.
It depends. If I'm watching the movie, then no, I don't want someone quoting me. But if I'm like having it on the background, we're just like, you know, having a drink, fucking around. Right. I don't really give a shit because I'll be quoting it too, just laughing.
Yeah, that's different. Quoting the movie and mouthing the dialogue are two different things.
Yeah.
Quoting a movie like Anchorman, I quote the shit out of that movie, right?
60% of the time, it works all the time.
Yeah. Oh, dude, my favorite one is when I'm drinking coffee at work and I'm like, I just burnt my tongue and wait to hear if anybody understands what I'm saying. You know? So it's you know, I love that movie, and I literally fell out of the movie theater chair watching that one. You know,
it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, but that being said, people who mouth the whole dialogue line for line is what I'm talking about. Quoting,
you know,
is
what
totally
I had when I did the Star Wars Last Jedi review with my buddy Nick on Watch to See a Radio earlier this month.
Yeah, I know. You like totally cheated on our show. What's up with that? We already did a review, and then you go and do another review? It's like, what?
Well, I did it because Nick
got your sloppy second, so fine.
I did it because we've talked about Nick on our Star Wars Last Jedi review, and he's got my friend who was super Star Wars fan. He was the one, he would quote the movies on there, and on that episode, on that episode with him on Watch Sierra Radio, I told him that I told that story on our, I mean, this is getting kind of confusing here, but I told him about that on this show.
Right.
And they were all, he was like, oh, well, I don't want to sound like a huge douchebag. I'm like, well, no, you are. It's fine. Nick's totally cool. It's totally awesome. Come on. Yeah, yeah. So I found myself on this third day in a row, again, taking notes as I watched this. I found myself analyzing everything.
Really? So does this get juicy?
And I have more notes than last time. So I'll go through some of them here as we go. But I found myself, as I watched it, being more analytical, watching background things, looking for jokes behind the jokes and things that are set up in the scenery versus in the language. So I was like, right. Man, I'm analyzing fucking South Park right now, you know?
Did you see Barb Brady's, what I noticed was Barb Brady's uniform kept changing during, I think it was the war scene.
Yeah.
They'd go away and they come back. They would come away and they go, and he would be like in his, like army fatigues to his police uniform, to army fatigues to his police uniform.
And I didn't notice that one.
Oh.
So in the opening song, when Stan's singing about the quiet little quaint mountain town or whatever, he says the line, the snow is pure and white. And as he says that, he runs his hand across a log in yellow snow.
Yeah. I laugh about that part every time. So I'm like, it's yellow snow. And I keep thinking he's going to eat it. Even the third time, I'm thinking he's going to eat it. And he never does.
He never does. Maybe tomorrow he'll eat
it. Maybe tomorrow he will eat it. What time did you watch it at?
The fourth viewing today. I watched it again before kids went to school. I got up early and watched
That's when I did it. I did it in the morning because I was just like, okay, because I can't do it during work, right?
It's just no, I can't work.
Or I'm going to do it after work, and then we're not going to be recording until way late. So I got to get up early.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do. I get up. I watch South Park. This is my day now. I get up.
Right,
I watch South Park. Right? My dog.
Yeah, I get up like 4:30. You know, like at 4:30, 5 o'clock, I watch South Park and get the kids up for school.
Yeah, I was telling my day, and you just totally interrupted my day. I see how it is.
I was just telling them what the important thing was.
Then what happens after you take the kids to school?
Well, then I take a giant shit after my coffee.
Touche.
I'm done. Go ahead.
It's basically
your day,
the same thing, though. I mean, it's just funny because you get up and you start your day by watching South Park, and then I get the dog down. I get her out because Tafine and Ella will sleep until I'm already at work, right? So no one's and I watch South Park alone, and then I'm downstairs laughing my ass off. Or today, I laughed today, but I did not laugh as much as I did the previous 2 days.
Yeah, me too, because I was more analyzing the background stuff, trying to find jokes in the background, which I found a bunch of jokes in the background.
See, I found it harder to actually pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, I kept looking at my phone, looking up, watching, and then, you know, went in, used the Keurig, made some coffee, came back, kept watching. And it was hard to pay attention, to it. I mean, I would pause it when I went to the bathroom,
right.
You know, but other than that, it was playing and I was laughing at times. And then I was like, I did notice one thing. I started laughing before the jokes were being said. Like I knew they were coming.
Anticipated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what background jokes did you write down?
Well, so... You know how they've, over in the series and stuff, you know, Cartman's always mocking Kenny and calling Kenny garbage or trash or, you know, whatever. I hate you, Kenny.
I fucking hate you, Kenny.
When you go to his house, like, there's literally a garbage fire at his house outside.
Oh, there is?
If you look at this, there's like, you know, there's like trash on the ground. And over on the corner on the right, there's a trash can that's on fire next to his house, just burning.
He's so poor.
Right? He's so poor, but he has a garbage fire, you know? And also, in that same song, when the boys all get to Cartman's house and they're singing the song, you know, and Cartman's like, Mom, someone's at the door.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of that girl on the fucking coffee table. No, the coffee table next to Cartman.
Yeah.
Right? There's an actual picture of a girl. That's the animation director, Eric Stroh's sister.
Oh, that's hilarious. So you're like, who is that girl?
Right. I looked at who's the girl in the South Park movie in Cartman's house.
That's hilarious. You know, that was the biggest grossing rated R cartoon of all time until the hot dog movie Seth Rogen did.
Really? Yeah. Sausage Party Pass It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed Sausage Party, but I didn't think it was as good as South Park, to be honest.
It's not as good as South Park. It's kind of funny. I don't know. I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah, I've watched it once and I was good.
Yeah.
But I've watched South Park, I mean, three times in a row now.
The whole sex thing with that is funny,
it's a bit much. Yeah,
it's not like a prude, but it is a bit much after a while. It just keeps going, and you're just like, holy shit, man.
In my day, falafels don't do that.
Yeah, maybe that's what made it so funny, because it just kept going. It was like, how far can we push this envelope? Like, they would not have let him do that movie in 1999 when South Park was released.
Fuck no. No, they wouldn't have.
So,
also, did you notice that the kid, after they have the Terrence and Phillip ruining the world, and they go to, like, the spelling bee, and the kid says, suck my balls.
Yeah. Suck my ass.
The spelling bee's suck my ass, yeah. The spelling bee's in Washington State.
Yeah. I did notice that. That was kind of funny. I'm like,
shout out to our state, motherfuckers.
We be in South Park.
Right.
I used to live in South Park down in Seattle.
Yeah. My buddy works there. Seattle. Works right around there.
Yeah.
So when Kenny's on the table and they're operating on him, I caught it this time, but George Clooney's the doctor. He says, inject him with 70 cc's of sodium pentothal, which is truth serum.
Do they call it truth serum?
Not in the movie, but they...
But do they call it truth serum in real life? They say sodium pentothal? Yes. And does sodium pentothal actually make people tell the truth? Or does it just drug them up where they're just more like... getting drunk.
It just drugs them up.
Like they, you know,
I don't know. I never had it before.
It's like you drink. Well, yeah. You know, back in my day, it wasn't heroin. It was sodium pentothal, baby. No, but
it's my drink of choice. I like to tell the truth.
But I'm wondering if it's the same thing as just drinking a bunch of beer. You know what I mean? And then
maybe
you like
end just up, opens you up.
Yeah, it just opens you up.
Yeah, but I think it was funny. They're injecting him with truth serum when he's dying. You know, a fire.
It was sodium pentothal. I just love that they put a potato in his heart. It's just like, my God.
And did you ever look in the background in that scene? It has like the list of doctors and what their surgeries are on the schedule.
Uh-uh.
So I wrote them down because it's hilarious.
Well, before you said that, yesterday I said I'm going to try to look in the background for stuff, and I didn't do it because I had a hard time paying attention, and you totally wrote notes.
I did. I wrote notes again. So on the schedule, the first thing on the schedule was Disembowel Kenny by Dr. Chomsky. Disembowel. The first thing, disembowel Kenny. And then the second one is practice golf swing. Can't fucking talk.
Yeah.
Practice golf swing from Dr. Petracco. Then third one is colon surgery, Dr. Varma. Rectal surgery, Dr. Turdaman. And the last one is, Kill Bond, Dr. No.
Did you have to pause it so you can write all that down?
Yeah, I paused it. I backed it up. I was like, all right, what is it? And I wrote them all down. I probably could have searched for an image of it, but I paused it.
Yeah, well, it's right there.
It was the Dr. No one that got me. That one and the Turtaman.
That's funny. So yesterday we talked about it on the podcast, that Catch Me Outside girl.
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
Yeah. I totally went to her bitch video and put...
Was it on the podcast, or was that just talking out when you were here?
I don't remember. That's the thing. So we were talking about the I can't remember her name.
I think it was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But anyway, she has that song, and it's B-I-C-H.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know.
It's a generosity song.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's the generosity song. Mr. Mackey taught me that bitch means generosity in Latin. Totally posted that on there.
I listened to it today, and oh my God, is it fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. It's my flavor of music. Let's put it that way.
Well, I listen to some music that's like that because I do enjoy good rap, but this is bad. It's like the most generic of generic like mumble rap. Right. And
mumble rap? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. You know, when and they're saying words, you're like, what the fuck are you saying? Just mumbling their words. Mumble rap. I fucking hate mumble rap.
Yeah,
I mean, whatever.
Busta Rhymes, you know what? She is not.
Right. I will say this. Good for her for putting herself out there and making something creative and going through it.
She had like 73 million views on that.
But how many of those views are people going like me going, what the fuck is this? But again,
that's okay.
I guess it doesn't matter because she still gets paid for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll take that paycheck.
The one thing I couldn't get about that video was like there's so much going on in the background. There's like a girl doing cartwheels. There's a fucking clown. There's someone like juggling. Like there's a bunch of and then they're in a courtroom.
But that's the director probably going, this song is shit. Yeah. So I'm just going to make this video. Has so much stuff. Nobody's paying attention to the song.
It's like there's so much. I'm like, I don't know what to look at. I'm just going to turn this off.
I think I sent that to you today, so you're welcome.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing them with me. I'm not going to share it in the link notes because I don't want to. If you want to find it, you can find it on your own.
yeah, totally. You can go YouTube it. So tomorrow is the fourth installment of our insanity descent in South Park.
Our descent into madness. Yeah, day four is tomorrow.
Day four is tomorrow. And I got to tell you, man, the third day was difficult. I mean, it was just hard to pay attention. Like the first 2 days was easy. I was laughing my ass off. And the second day, I was laughing on things that I didn't notice before. The third day, it was like, except for the stuff that you just talked about, you know, I always noticed the yellow snow. I always noticed the Washington. I noticed the Barb Brady uniform changing. Watch for that next time.
I will.
And then, I don't know if there's anything else. So now tomorrow, I might be looking for things that I don't like specifically looking for things that I'm like, ugh. But I can tell you right now, today, I found myself wanting the music to hurry up. It's like, oh my God, okay, like, hurry, go.
You know, it doesn't count if you played at double speed, all right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, right? That'd be messed up. That would sound weird, be like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right. You know, at the end of Big Gay Al song?
Yeah. The world is going to hell. How about you? But how are you?
Right. I never realized in all the times I've ever watched that movie that at the end reveal of that song, he's naked and his penis is hanging out.
No.
Yes.
I did not notice that.
When you watch it tomorrow, you can't not see it now. But yeah, he's.
Yeah, who doesn't want to see animated penis?
Right. It's just this little flaccid cock hanging down, his little balls hanging out.
Oh my God. Have you watched it all the way through to the end of the credits? And then past, there's an extra scene. Past all of the, once the studio signal comes out, there's an extra scene.
Oh, I did not know that. What is the extra scene? Or should I watch it tomorrow and find out?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, it's spoiler country. It's not anything big. But after Kyle puts Ike in the attic, you don't see him after that. You see him looking outside in that one scene. So at the very end, he's still in the attic. And they show him, like looking outside, and a rat and a mouse runs by him and he grabs it and eats it.
All right, I just pulled it up. I just fast forward to it. I don't want to see it.
So all this time, you never knew there was an extra scene.
No, I never knew there was an after credit scene.
So the 1 millionth time Johnny's seen this movie, and the third day of a 7 day in a row South Park Descent into Madness extravaganza, it's a brand new scene for John. This is awesome.
Yeah, I never knew that was there before.
Yeah. Are you there yet? Are you there?
I just finished it.
Oh. Yeah. It was what I said, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's standing there, the mouse walks up, he eats the mouse, sits down and chews it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly that.
Yeah. It's like, and it's kind of funny because he's like, don't you remember your stepson is Canadian?
Yeah, and he forgets his brother. So do you realize, you probably realized it and saw it, but why the fuck is there a whale in the final song jumping up and splashing at the end?
Yeah, in Colorado.
In Colorado, all of a sudden there's this orca whale jumps out and splashes.
I always wondered that. I'm like, why are you guys, what?
Like, what? Where'd the whale come from?
Yeah, and I think you told me this on the first day, that French kid, or maybe not, maybe I read this.
The mole,
he doesn't come back.
No, he dies.
Yeah,
he's dead.
Yeah, but everybody comes back at the end.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's
the
only one they don't show come back.
And Kenny goes to hell. Oh, no, Kenny goes to heaven and gets his titties and wings.
Yep.
You know, what's funny is up until this viewing today, so the first two viewings, I had complete happenstance, not on purpose, not been watching the screen directly when the two times when there's animated tits in the screen.
Yeah.
Like the first time both times I was, doing something else and I look back over and I'd be done. But today I caught both of them.
Right.
And I was like, oh, look, there's a bunch of titties on the screen again.
All right. Well, still love the movie.
Yeah,
I still like it.
Are you excited for tomorrow's viewing? Excited for day four?
No, I'm not. Because I don't want to. I mean, we got to make it through all 7 days. And I feel bad for you because you got to go away on your anniversary and still have to watch South Park and record.
Yeah, we'll get it done. I'm dedicated to the show. We'll get it done.
Yeah. I should have let you take my little 802, my little mixer board.
Oh, your little tiny mixer. Yeah, that'd have been nice.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But, you know, so I don't want to not like the movie at the end of Seven, where I don't even ever want to watch it again.
Right.
You know? And there's a good chance that that's going to happen. Like, I have seen that movie enough in my life, I'll never need to watch it again.
Well, yeah, and I mean, to be fair, both of us will probably not watch this movie again for a long time if we ever watch it again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
After this, because, I mean, to be fair, I haven't watched it in 11 or 12 years already,
and
then now I'm watching it 7 times in 7 days. So
I watched it in 2001, I remember seeing it, you know, like on video. Yeah. I don't remember watching it past that, but I vaguely remember kind of catching it on TV.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think Comedy Central plays that every once in a while, right?
Probably. I don't know. I don't watch actual
TV. Hey, is the Cartman song, Kyle's Mom's a Bitch, did they play that in individual episodes?
I don't know.
Like, I kind of, I feel like that's in another episode before the movie or after the movie.
I know before the movie, there was a running joke on the show about Cartman calling Kyle's mom a bitch on the show. There was a running joke. I don't think there was a song.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Say it.
I'm not excited to watch it again tomorrow, but
I told
I'm
you,
excited
you
to
said
do
I
this.
Could do the 7 days in a row, no problem. I said, you're in a different mindset than you were, and then when you absolutely loved it and saw it 80 times in the theater, well, than you are today. So you might, by the time we get to seven, you might not, I'm not going to say you're going to hate it or anything like that, but your feelings about it will probably be, you know, different.
I'm just at the point now where I'm like, I've watched it 3 times.
I do like the melody best and the La Resistance song.
That's
my favorite melody. Yeah.
All Resistance lives on.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, we'll see how I feel tomorrow. I'm going to watch it again tomorrow morning. Then we'll record and release the episode and you all can hear our further descent.
Monday is our last day.
Yes.
Monday.
So by Monday, we're probably going to be, you know, panting. Oh my God, it's over.
Just
yay!
Get over it. Yeah. Yeah. It's so, yeah. Today
like,
was hard,
South
dude.
Park.
I got to tell you, dude, today was hard. It was hard to get through the whole thing. I was like, there's a couple times I'm like, well, if I just turn it off and tell him I watch it all, you know, who's going to know?
Right.
But then I'm going to know.
I thought that too. And I'm like, no, I'll
know and then I'll feel bad and it'll be fake and it won't be a true thing. You know what I mean? And we're doing something it's funny and really doing it. And part of it is trusting that you told me you watched it, then you watched it. And so okay. And it was just hard to pay attention though, man. It was so hard. And I think I might have dozed off for a second.
It's that good, huh?
Yeah, like I blacked out on the whole it wasn't the Conan O'Brien scene, but it was like right after the Kenny's death. I think I blacked out like not the hospital scene, but the scene before. You know, where he actually gets caught on fire.
Right. After he's like, he lights the fart on fire and dies.
Yeah. Okay. That scene, I was like, I don't remember it all of a sudden. I think I fell asleep. So day three in the books. Day four
and
tomorrow.
Day four, not excited for it, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And then I think we're going to do this yearly, right?
At least yearly. Definitely. Because I think. Next year we'll pick something. I think next time we do this, next year we'll do a movie we haven't seen before.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw a bunch in a hat and just pick it out, or do a poll.
I'll do a poll or we can just watch Titanic.
I'm not doing Titanic. I will never watch Titanic. I've never watched that movie. I've never seen that movie, and I'm gonna keep that streak alive.
That's dedicating 3 hours a day to a movie. I can't do that.
No, that's way too long. So, we could do like an episode of something.
Watch the same episode over and over again?
Yeah. Like watch season 3, episode 4 of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, God.
Just like some random thing, you know what I mean? Or it's the Brady
Bunch.
That
would be kind of cool. Oh, God. Or something like the Andy Griffith Show or something.
Yeah. Because it's just like a half hour a day, and then we can, you know.
We got a whole year to plan this, so we're good.
Right. We can even do a comic book.
I don't know if I honestly don't know if I could read the same book over and over again day after
That's
day.
That's the whole point
of
it,
though. I would skip it.
Yeah. Yeah. The movie, if I can go back in time and said South Park the movie, I'd be like, let's do South Park an episode.
Right. Easier to digest.
Yeah. 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 So, okay, guys.
So where can they hear us?
There you go.
Where can they hear us?
I'm sorry. You keep.
I did it again. God damn it.
Your timing is off, man.
I'm so sorry.
It's kind of funny though. It's like the most awkward
I can't
episode
help myself.
Ever.
Well, this is our Descent into Madness, so it makes sense.
Well,
all right?
We're talking about, you know what's finding hard? It's getting hard to find something to talk about with that movie now.
No, I don't want to do other stuff, but we got to push through, man. We got to push through.
Only four more. We're not even halfway through.
Oh, goddamn it.
We'll be halfway through our podcast tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right,
Johnny,
wait, listen to us.
I'm going to do you.
I'm not going to talk. I'm just waiting.
That's why I started laughing, man. Oh my God. Jesus criminy. What are we doing? Oh, this episode, this whole thing of seven in a row is starting to get to me. All right. Check us out on Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, iTunes. You can actually listen to us at spoilercountry.libsyn.com, which is actually
Spotify.
Yeah, or Spotify. Where can they actually interact with us?
You can email us at spoilercountry@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, just @spoiler_country. We're active on Twitter the most. We got a Facebook page. You can like that. Hit us up there. You can hit us up on Instagram, hit me up on Instagram. We post. I'm actually going to start posting more pictures and stuff that are relevant to the show on Instagram. On Twitter, we talk all day long. So if you want to talk to us, Twitter or email is probably your best bet there.
Yeah. You know what? And I wanted to give a little shout out because today I was looking for something new to listen to. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I listened to On the Edge with Mike Peacock today.
Oh, how was it?
His newest one with Linda Nicole Blair.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That's not
man.
His newest. His newest is with Steve Kaminsky of
Bacon Awake. Right. I listened to that one last night. I listened to
both of which are friends of ours.
Right. But I listened to the one with Linda Nicole Blair, and it was really fucking good.
Oh, cool.
I enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. No, so I reached out on there's a cool Facebook page called Podcast We Listen To, and it's for podcast listeners, right? But there's a lot of podcasters, obviously, that are on that page because they're trying to promote their stuff. And I put a thing on there saying, hey, true crime overload, because there's so many true crime podcasts out there. And a lot of them are great. So, you know, no things, but there's a lot. And so I was like, I'm kind of on an overload because I've been listening to some of them. Can I get something light and funny, right? Because my work stress has been high. So when I'm able to put something on, it just makes me laugh. Even when I'm doing something, it's good. Katie Arroyo of Reluctantly Here got back to me and said, hey, you should check out hers and her friends. And I got to tell you, I almost fell out of my chair. I started laughing so much.
What's the podcast called?
Reluctantly Here.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
God, I did the same thing in chat. I was like, what do you mean reluctantly here? I don't know. What are you talking about? What are you reluctantly listening to?
And then the other one I listened to, and I listened to two today. And the other one I listened to was with a girl named Hannah Ostick. And she gave us a really, really good review when we did the two pods a day .wordpress.com event.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She actually gave us a really, really sweetheart of a review. And her podcast is called Film Roast. And if you want a very nice, light, somebody who obviously has a love for film, right? But is they're not polished, and I mean that in a good way, you know, about their reviews. They're going to give you a real fan type review of the films they saw, right. And they did a review of I, Tonya, and it makes me want to go see that movie.
Yeah,
and it was cool because she says she was born in 1991. And so she doesn't remember, obviously, that whole event.
I remember everything she hears.
Well, I was like 16, 17. So I remember watching the news and everything that happened. And it was like almost like yesterday. And I also remember everybody jumping on Tonya Harding. But then about 6 months later, that not turning for Tonya Harding, you know what I mean? Everybody just assumed that she was guilty from the beginning. Like there was no listening to what she was saying, right? You're guilty. But they kept playing the clip on every news channel of Nancy Kerrigan.
I know. It was overdone.
Why? And it just became a joke.
Why me?
Yeah, and it just became a joke. So
I feel bad for her, but it's like they overplayed that shit.
Right. Well, apparently she's kind of like a rich princess kind of thing. And so there's a lot of people once you meet her personally, I guess there's a lot of people that don't really care for her too much. But I don't know. I mean, I don't follow that stuff. But Film Roast with Hannah Ostick is an excellent podcast, especially just for one to listen to and have fun with, you know, but they keep it light and they do a really good job. So go check them out.
Sounds good. All right. That's a show, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully tomorrow is not quite as actually tomorrow's going to be crazier than this one. I guarantee it. So we'll see you then.
Yes.
We won't see you. We'll talk into microphones and you'll hear us the next day.
Yeah. Open your mind. Read more.
See ya.